Huge victory, Coach. Let me ask you here first. Getting through this game against that team, how much does it almost take pressure off of your team as you go into the playoffs at this point?
I think that's exactly right, because we've felt that pressure. They've gotten us two games in a row. They got us in basketball. And to come out the way we did and get three quickly in the first inning, I think took a lot of pressure off of us. But then to just keep making stands on defense and, you know, Chandler's huge hit to give us a couple more runs, it's a big relief for this group.
I was really impressed by the way that, I know Kanoy got 11 strikeouts, but I thought the way that you would fall behind in counts, you get two outs, it was really hard to get you guys out and get you out of innings. I thought your fight at the plate was really good today.
It was. We did a great job fouling pitches off, and I don't know how many pitches Kanoy threw today, but it was a lot because we just kept taking pitches, or like you said, fouling pitches off, having long at-bats, and that was our game plan coming in. We wanted her to throw pitches today.
So I'm going to ask you about, she gives up three runs early, but she still has a 5-3 lead, so I'm looking at it going, you know, in normal circumstances, if Ainsley has the ball and you got a two-run lead going into the last three innings, I'm feeling pretty good. What changed with her from the third inning on as far as her finding her lights out stuff?
Oh, I think, you know, probably she settled in. I think you saw that with both pitchers. You get in a game like this, Trenton and Hamilton's always going to be a big game with a lot going on, and both teams want to win and expect to win, and the nerves are there for everybody involved. I thought after the first two innings that we were already in the sixth, that we'd been out there so long, and she just settles in. She gets stronger as the game goes on, and that's just the type of pitcher she is.
So I understand it that Lathrop's coming to our place on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I guess it's a revenge tour, you'd call it.
Yeah.
Not the same Lathrop team, but they still have Hewitt.
Yes.
So let me ask you, how much do you like your chances on Wednesday?
Well, if this team shows up again and has good at-bats like we did today and plays the defense that we did after the first or second inning, I like our chances. But I thought Brooke would go out and do what she did today. She threw a shutout. I think she threw a one-hitter, and that's what you're going to see out of these pitchers at this time of year. They're going to buckle down, and they're all state pitchers, and they're going to be tough to beat.
Is she pretty similar in your mind to the pitcher you saw from Mexico that you were able to get to a couple weeks ago?
I think Brooke throws a lot harder and doesn't necessarily move the ball as much as the girl from Mexico. It's heat, and then she's going to go up. Her rise ball is a devastating pitch. If there's a better pitch in the state from any pitcher, I'd like to see it, because her rise ball is deadly.